This is the Music History Today podcast for March 20th. On today's show, John marries Yoko, America shuts down, and Glee ends. First up, though, on this date in 1948, the musical Eugene Ormandy became the first musical to become televised. In 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono. In 1970, David Bowie married model Angie Barnett. In 1976, Alice Cooper married choreographer Cheryl Goddard. In 1989, Dick Clark announced that he was leaving his show American Bandstand. In 1990, Miami Sound Machine's tour bus was involved in an accident with a tractor-trailer, severely injuring singer Gloria Estefan, who for a while there could not walk properly. In 1991, Eric Clapton's son died when he fell out of a window, which inspired Eric to write the song Tears in Heaven. Also on that same day, Michael Jackson signed a $65 million record deal with Sony Music. In 1993, the event that inspired the Cranberries' hit song Zombie took place when two kids were killed by an Irish Republican Army bomb in England. In 1997, New Age composer Yanni played a concert at the Taj Mahal, becoming the first Western artist to do so. In 2008, the Eagles started their Long Road Out of Eden tour. In 2014, the K-pop group JJCC was formed. In 2015, the final episode of the musical TV show Glee aired. In 2020, governors started issuing lockdown notices in order to attempt to control the COVID-19 pandemic, effectively shutting down everything, including restaurants, clubs, Broadway theaters, and concert venues, and keeping the clubs, concert venues, and especially Broadway theaters shut for, in some cases, well in excess of a year. In classical music, in 1888, the first Romani language operetta premiered. In theater, in 1885, the Yiddish Theater opened in New York City. In 1954, the original run of the musical The King and I closed on Broadway. And in 1994, Cyrano the Musical closed on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 20th, in 1965, Luxembourg won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 2002, Alicia Keys, Dr. Dre, and the OJs were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. And in 2004, Janet Jackson, Outkast, and Beyoncé were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. Albums that were released on March 20th include in 1964 when The Temptations released Meet the Temptations. In 1974, Elvis Presley released Good Times. In 1976, Wild Cherry released their self-titled album. In 1981, Praying Mantis released Time Tells No Lies. In 1986, Kathy Mattea released Walk the Way the Wind Blows. In 1986, same day, Anita Baker released her classic album Rapture. In 1987, Peter Wolf released Come As You Are. In 1990, Belle Biv DeVoe released Poison. Also on that same day, Blue Aeroplanes released Swagger. In 2000, Iron Butterfly released Thunderstorm. Eddie Money released Complete Eddie Money Live. And Duran Duran released The Essential Collection. In 2006, the Cocteau Twins released Volumes 1 and 2 of Lullabies to Violaine, Singles, and Extended Plays. One was 1982 to 1990, and Volume 2 was 1993 to 1996. In 2007, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released the Abattoir Blues Tour. In 2007, same day, Joss Stone released her classic, Introducing Joss Stone. And in 2020, The Weeknd released After Hours. Singles that were released in the UK on March 20th include, in 1964, when the Beatles did a twofer, they released Can't Buy Me Love and You Can't Do That. Meanwhile, in America in 1964, the Dave Clark Five released Bits and Pieces. In 1967, the Supremes released The Happening. In 1970, Elton John released Border Song. In 1972, Paul Simon released Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. In 1973, Jim Croce released Bad Bad Leroy Brown. In 1978, Paul McCartney and Wings released With a Little Luck. In 1990, Madonna released Vogue. In 2000, Metallica, along with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, released No Leaf Clover. In 2012, Rita Ora released How We Do. And in 2020, Joss Richards and Bryce Hall released Still Softish. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 20th include the legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Glenn Schwartz of the James Gang, Ian Moss of Cold Chisel, singer Zonique Pullums, rapper Hyun Jin of Stray Kids, drill rapper Russ Splash, also drill rapper Russ Millions, DJ Steven Spence, rapper Wi-Fi's Funeral, world music singer Dr. Zeus, the legendary Mr. Ozzy Nelson of Ozzy and Harriet fame, singer Vera Lynn, pianist Marion McPartland, bandleader Larry Elgart, singer Joe Rivers, reggae musician Lee Scratch Perry, Carl Palmer of Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Jan Scarfat of Doctors Hook and the Medicine Show, singer Robin Luke, Vito Picone of The Elegants, singer Rod Lauren, country music singer Jerry Reed, Jimmy Vaughn of The Fabulous Thunderbirds, Nick Wheeler of The All-American Rejects, Mr. Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, musician Von Meter, Jim Seals of Shenandoah, Richard Drummey of Go West, Guy Perry of The Motels, Paul Markovich of Nelson, DJ Manny Fresh, DJ Cool, singer Ultranati, and Alexander Kapranos of Franz Ferdinand. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 20th include composer Johann Kunzen, who passed away in 1757 at the age of 60. Composer Ignaz Malzat passed away in 1804 at the age of 47. Composer Jan Dusek passed away in 1812 at the age of 52. Composer Richard Nordrak passed away in 1866 at the age of 23. Composer Antonio Bezzola passed away in 1871 at the age of 56. Pianist Adolphe Fetitz passed away in 1873 at the age of 52. Composer Hans Christian Lumbye passed away in 1874 at the age of 63. Composer Arthur Thomas passed away in 1892 at the age of 41. Composer Jean-Theodore Rodeau passed away in 1911 at the age of 75. Composer Christian Barnico passed away in 1913 at the age of 75. Composer Theodoro Valcarcel passed away in 1942 at the age of 41. Russian composer Vasily Kalafati was killed during the siege of Leningrad during World War II in 1942 at the age of 73. Composer Felix Warzek passed away in 1944 at the age of 83. Composer Kathleen Manning passed away in 1951 at the age of 60. Violinist Gene Rogester passed away in 1964 at the age of 84. Guitarist Norman Harris of the group The OJs passed away from heart issues in 1987 at the age of 39. Opera singer Rita Streich passed away in 1987 at the age of 66. Jazz pianist Gil Evans passed away in 1988 at the age of 75. The orchestra leader for the Arthur Godfrey TV show, Archie Blair, passed away in 1989 at the age of 79. Composer George Delarue passed away from heart issues in 1992 at the age of 67. Composer Alan Rideout passed away in 1996 at the age of 61. Jazz saxophonist George Howard passed away in 1998 at the age of 41. Singer and actor Gene Eugene passed away in 2000 at the age of 38. Composer Vivian Fine passed away in 2000 at the age of 86. Klaus Dinger of the group Kraftwerk passed away from heart issues in 2008 at the age of 61. Blues guitarist Mel Brown passed away in 2009 at the age of 69. Composer Johnny Pearson passed away in 2011 at the age of 85. Drummer A.J. Pirro of the group Twisted Sister passed away from heart issues in 2015 at the age of 55. Organist Peter Williams passed away in 2016 at the age of 78. Opera singer Ariel Beebe, who sang with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and also the Metropolitan Opera from 1977 to 1995, passed away in 2018 at the age of 75. The gambler, entertainer, and entrepreneur Kenny Rogers passed away in 2020 at the age of 81. And jazz drummer Buddy Deppenschmidt of the Charlie Bird Trio passed away from COVID-19 in 2021 at the age of 85. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 21st, when in 1952, the first rock and roll concert, the Moondog Coronation Ball, was held in Cleveland, Ohio.